Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the Petroserve USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Well, normally that would be the case, but not today. Ed Schaefer, Governor Ed Schaefer, in for Scotty today on What's on Your Mind. Happy Tuesday. Happy 19th of September. Brought to you by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. It's the tis the season, my friend. Tis the season to think about a hot, bubbling hot spring spa on your patio or your deck. Or you can think about a Findlay Osana. Little two-person infrared, or you got the traditional water on the rocks vibe going. They can set up a 2-3-person smaller one in your, you know, in your basement, in your garage, and plug it in the wall up to the big, you know, 6-8-person saunas that you, you know, and they take care of everything, wiring, all of that, hot tubs, saunas, billiards, games, swim spas. The splash pools are phenomenal for summer, and all the service behind it, all the chemical support things you need to know. But all of that. Check out more. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, the number 2.com. Or better yet, stop in Bismarck, Grand Forks, West Fargo, right on 13th Avenue. Right next to Spitfire, Dan Hammer, Vince and the team, they're phenomenal. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, the number 2.com. Governor Ed in for Scotty today. Always good to see you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here. We've been talking about property taxes on this fine North Dakota day. And, you know, we had a couple of texts come in when we were on the break there. One says, you know, because I had mentioned I'm not keen on sales tax because I think it's a regressive tax. And something that we should talk more about, in my opinion. We did have a text that came in that said, you know, I can choose to buy something. I basically choose to pay the tax, whether I want to or not. However, you know, I'm thinking about somebody, you know, is maybe working two jobs and, you know, struggling to pay the bills and make ends meet, and my water heater goes out, you know, and I have to go buy a new water heater, and boy, you know, I got to pay the tax on that. If I have an $80,000 job like a auto manufacturer worker, you know, then my water heater goes out, I pay the same tax. You know, those kinds of things don't sit with me for some reason, because you're forced in some instances to pay the tax, when often you can't afford it. So those are tough ones. And of course, you know, paying the tax every day, buying your, you know, jeans at Fleet Farm or, you know, whatever, you know, is one thing. But, you know, a lot of those essential life items, that you have to buy, and for low income people to have to pay the same tax rate as someone who can totally afford it. I don't know, just doesn't seem fair. But anyway, you know, the comments were for property taxes, and, you know, this person says, you know, I'm not sure why the government should be able to tax something that I already own, which is a interesting comment. But that's, you know, the property tax one is hard. You know, you need to fund local governments, and yet local governments are never held accountable for the expenditures and for the budgets. And, you know, they do the best job as they can, and they can see it. But let me give you an example of seeing a budget, seeing a budget. So, you know, the mayor in Fargo, for instance, I'm not picking on Mayor Mahoney, but, you know, a mayor of a community, you know, looks at the budget and says, you know, this is it. Now, everybody comes in and says, this is essential. I need these dollars. I have to have some personnel. I need to upgrade technology. You know, the dollars are here, whatever. And so you put the budget together, and you look at that budget, and you believe in that budget, and really there's nothing we can do about it. The only thing we can do about it is raise some taxes. So when I was running...
When the budget goes up.
The budget goes up,
yep.
Sure. When I was running for governor, I felt, and this was in the old days, right, in ancient times, but I felt when I was running for governor, I felt that that our state government was spending too much money. And the budgets were a mess. They were really in difficult situations. And I proposed a way to fund education without raising taxes. And it was during the campaign. And interestingly, the people who first pushed back at me on that were Republican senators. And I'm going, hey, wait a minute, I'm your guy. I'm your Republican. I'm out here trying to push the values of Republicans of lowering, you know, your cost of government. And, so when I talked to him about it, I said, why are you pushing back on me on a Republican value and a Republican principle? You know, they'd say, there's nothing we can do. We looked at the budget. We go with a fine-tooth comb. We've tried everything. We're smart. We're good at our jobs. And by the way, this is the only thing we can do. And it's that you kind of get captured in it. You kind of, you know, right. It's like you listen.
Can't say
you hear,
no.
You put the numbers down and you know, of course, when we got in there, we proved that you can do it by setting priorities and by, you know, trying to figure out how to lower the dollars and things
easy.
Like that.
But, you know, it's a tough decision.
They're tough decisions, and it's not easy.
And not everybody's, a lot of people are probably going to be more unhappy than happy.
Well, in the beginning. I mean, and you have to tough it out because what you want to do is you want to focus on those priorities. And so you figure out, well, maybe we don't have to spend this one in the next 5 years. Or maybe we don't have to put the bridge over Rose Creek, you know, this right time around, to keep a public golf course competitive with a private course or whatever. Maybe we don't have to build or add on to a big athletic center or whatever to compete with the private sector. You know, those kinds of things. So you look at those. But what the effort is not to throw people out in the street or not to cut costs. The effort is to make money available to spend in education and healthcare and safety for your people, which is what you want government to be doing. So, you know, the effort isn't to say, oh, you know, we're going to just chop our budgets and trash everybody's lives. The effort is to free up dollars to put in those necessary services and programs that government provides. And if you approach it that way, you can get it done, but you get so trapped in the budget, so focused on what everybody needs, you know, intense, really, and committed to that budget that it's hard to see the forest through the trees. Or the trees through the forest, whatever it is. So it's a hard one, and I understand the locals, and you know I remember when we were going through this issue that the North Dakota I don't know what the group was, but you know the group was having wheelchairs people in wheelchairs march on the governor's office. To show, you know, how bad our budget was and how awful we were treating people, et cetera, you know. And you have to look at those people and say, I'm trying to get more money for you guys, not less. But this is the way we have to approach it if we're going to get it done. Those are hard. It's hard to face those decisions. It's hard to look at people in the eye and say, you know, I understand what you're talking about. But if you see this through, if you let us go through this situation, we can make it better for you. And it's not going to look like it tomorrow or maybe even next month or next year, but we can do this if you allow us to make it happen. Those are tough things to face, Kevin, and things. But in my opinion, that's what leadership is all about. That's why you're elected to those jobs. That's what we ought to be doing. And certainly that's not what we're doing in North Dakota when we spend too much money. And that's not what we're doing in Washington, D.C. when we spend way too much money. You know, our elected officials have kind of gotten unwilling to face the problems and more willing to say, look, we'll just spend a bunch of money and I'm great and that'll help me keep in office.
It's unbelievable to me. I don't know what level of idiots we elect to head to Washington. I've just brought up a thing about Pew Research article about the new federal fiscal year begins October 1st, and Congress hasn't passed any of the 12 appropriations bills it's supposed to enact every year. nor has it passed the stopgap spending law to buy itself more time, raising the prospect of another shutdown, which, if it happens, would be the fourth in the past decade. Yeah, they haven't done it for decades now. It's been, what, five? As I said, chronic inability to follow its own appropriation process is hardly new. In fact, 5 decades, current system for budgeting. There are current system for no budget.
Current system for no budget.
50 years.
Yeah, so why is that?
Because they just, was it Wart? Right. I forget what the deal was or why they didn't do it the one time. I thought it was back around 9/11 or something.
Well,
that allowed them to.
Yeah, the point is.
The war powers or whatever, yeah.
They never do it. They don't want to face people and say, look, this is the budget. This is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to operate our government, and it might have a little pain in it for you. You know, they do not want to do that. And so it's very hard with our elected officials to stand there, to face the people, to go, you know, this is what we have to do to operate properly, because we know you want more, we know you want this, we know you want that. However, this is what's best, and it's hard for politicians to stand up and do that.
701-271-1100, it's What's on Your Mind.
The affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Helping you manage your farm's risk and protect your equity is our top priority. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Let us at Irie Insurance help you explore this policy between now and September 30th. Find our contact information on our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa, in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And we're back. This is Scott Hennen's What's on Your Mind show. This is Ed Schaefer sitting in today on the 19th of September. Beautiful North Dakota today. I see the sun peeking out there, and it's looking good. We got Kevin on the board here making things happen, and we're ready to go with the show. And we've been talking about taxes, expenditures, local governments, federal governments. Everybody's spending us into oblivion one way or another and then wanting us to pay for it with higher taxes, etc. We've got Crystal on the phone who wants to talk about Fargo expenditures. Crystal, welcome to What's on Your Mind. Hello?
Yeah, hey there, Ed. I'm going to ask you to have the wisdom of Solomon on this one. Back a few months ago, there was this approval voting lawsuit. The state legislature had pretty much said we all need to have the same voting system throughout our state and how we vote, how we fill out our ballot, which pretty much means, you know, you're voting for just one person. And yes, when we're dealing with city commission and things like that, we're voting for two, but that's two people, not two votes. And so this lawsuit that was going on between Fargo with the approval voting versus what the state legislature was putting in place adds to that budget. And I'd like to know how much money the Fargo wise men, so to speak, were using, because it's not their money that they're spending on all these lawsuits, whether it's approval voting or anything else that the state legislature is saying, this is what we're going to be doing throughout the state, whether it's with the school, whether it's with the county, whether it's with the cities. And I'm going to hang up and ask you just to kind of think about that thing.
Thank you, Crystal. I appreciate the call. And an interesting comment. First of all, it's hard for me to talk about approval voting and the city suing the state or whatever for approval voting, et cetera, because I think approval voting is really a bad idea. And I think it really, you know, we talk so much about wrecking our democracy and moving away from democracy. I think approval voting is just that. I mean, it is taking away the democracy of one person, one vote, and putting in a system that is pretty silly, in my opinion. And
it's everybody gets a trophy.
Well, yeah, it's a participation ribbon, right?
And it's a participation election.
That's exactly what it is. But you know,
nonsense.
But the issue is, you know, people weren't winning. A certain political party wasn't winning, and they were losing. So let's go change the rules. You know, let's make a difference.
Yep.
And Crystal was talking about, you know, how much it expense, how much it costs you. And there's another cost to this, Crystal, that makes a difference as well, is the accounting of the voting process in approval voting. So you made a good point. It's not more votes. I mean, it's not more people voting. It's just the same people voting with more votes. So you go in and you say, well, you know, the city commissioner won the vote by 37%. And then you have to go count and count and recount and you have people that are looking at those ballots. You go through the process. You have to get them certified and verified and go, whatever. And then you come back and you say, oh, by the way, that 37% isn't right, because with approval voting, they really got 42%. Of the vote. And so they won the first time, but now they really won. And we spent all kinds of money, you know, trying to put it together to say, we won with more percentage. So that gives me some kind of a more mandate or something. I don't know. It does hold true to democracy.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I had to cough.
Sorry. No, but it's like it's like the, everybody gets a trophy. Everybody gets more than a vote. You get, and then it just doesn't that just muddy the waters? It would seem to me the whole process.
It doesn't muddy.
It adds more.
It doesn't muddy the waters, Kevin. It gives people the false impression of some kind of a vote percentage.
Yeah.
I mean, all it says is we're telling you they got more percentage of the vote than they really got.
Some kind and of a, like, for, that for, says you know, muddy waters to me. You know?
Yeah,
how do you know that?
About the voter's mandate.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, well, they didn't really get 37% of the vote. They really got 42% of the vote, so they're much better.
It's like sensitivity voting.
Yeah. Yeah. But Crystal's right. So back to the lawsuit issue. So the city and the state, and you know, the state sues the federal government, the city sues the state government, and everybody sues everybody here. You know, it's so disappointing to me, because think about how many dollars are spent, you know, on these lawsuits back and forth. Public dollars that could be going into education, that could be going into, you know, food support programs or whatever. And you know, we spend them on lawyers and courtrooms and judges and processes and this and that. It doesn't make any sense. And where it boils down to, Crystal, really, is the ability of our legislators and commissioners to act responsibly. You think about, and I'll just flip it here now to the federal level. You know, you think about all the cases that are coming to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court is hearing all these cases on federal government expenditures, on budgets, on programs, on services. And why is that? Well, why that is because, for instance, you know, Obamacare was passed without one single Republican vote. And so it's totally driven by one party, and Republicans are not can't get off the hook on this either, you know, because they do it as well, you know. But you know, so when you pass legislation that is purely one-sided, one philosophy, one direction, you're not representing the people, and that's going to go end up in the court. And so, as Crystal mentioned here, you know, you're representing one side of the of a voting process in Fargo here with participation ribbon voting. And you know, really, is that a statewide view? Is that even a common view of even the people in Fargo? But it's a view of a certain number of people, and then you start a lawsuit. And the solution to this is to craft public policy, to craft legislation, to craft direction that is inclusive, that includes everybody, that puts all the people on the table instead of one faction, one party, one philosophy, you know, and then trying to ram it through and getting it done. We elected officials are supposed to represent the people. And when you represent the people and you craft public policy based on representing the people, you don't end up with lawsuits. You don't end up with, you know, one side trying to maneuver another, one side trying to say, oh, the election was stolen, one trying to, you know, say, oh, this policy is really wrong. And it's just, it's frustrating for me and difficult because we spend so much money trying to prove one side is wrong or one side is right. We drop representing the people. And that, I think, is the problem. And I appreciate Crystal bringing that up today, because it's a tough issue. Too much money, too much lawyers, too many courts, way too many tax dollars spending trying to justify what we did.
Huh. Yeah. Text asks, how long did they have to work on an appropriations bill? They work on them all year, I would imagine, right up until the last minute.
Well, you know, Congress is in session, I don't know what,
I don't know.
85 days or, I mean, you know, I mean, they're not in session a whole lot. They're back in their districts, and, you know, we need them to be there working and pounding and getting those legislation done. They can do it, and thanks for the text, because they have all the time in the world to make it happen.
It's Scott Hill, and I talked to Mike Lundell today. He wanted me to convey to you his thanks for all the support for MyPillow and the employees in these tough economic times. Mike says, Scott, let's get back to listeners. We've got deals on his most popular products. You've heard me talk about my slippers, $29.99 right now. They used to be $100. Giza sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. But great news, the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets are back in stock. Comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths, regular $80 for a limited time. 6-pack towel set, only $39.99 with the promo code Scott. Go to MyPillow.com now. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. $39.99 a set. The deal won't last long. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. For this special and many more. Or call 800-506-9028. Go to MyPillow.com now. 800-506-9028. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. Go to MyPillow.com now.
USA News Update. The wreckage of a missing FB-35B stealth fighter jet has been found in South Carolina. Military and civilian agencies had been searching for the jet around two lakes near Charleston, but located a debris field some 2 hours northeast of the city in rural Williamsburg County. The pilot ejected from the cockpit and parachuted to safety in a North Charleston neighborhood over the weekend. The investigation as to the cause remains under investigation. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says he hopes the Office of Progressive District Attorney George Gascon will prosecute the man suspected in the ambush killing of one of his deputies over the weekend to the fullest extent of the law.
Ryan's family will never see him again.
Kevin Salazar, who was taken into custody yesterday morning after barricading himself in a home for several hours. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now. Now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, Tuesday edition, 19th of September. Ed Schaefer sitting in for Scotty today. He's going to be live from the North Dakota Petroleum Conference thing going out, I think it was in Williston, tomorrow and then Thursday morning. And then yours truly hanging out on Friday morning. So we'll do the Friday free-for-all together on Friday here on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. PetroServe USA, I should say right off the bat, is hiring, as are a lot of folks. Man, great company. Great people, great teams. They have a good time, and they serve up great food. The specials are all over the place. I could run through the specials. Let me just pick a couple of them here. The barbecue chicken sandwich is fantastic. That's in Fargo, 9th Avenue Southwest. They're doing chipped beef in Glendon today. I know for a fact that's very good. Meatloaf or chicken tenders, West Fargo on West Main today. 12th Avenue North in Fargo's got Taco Mac today. Harwood's doing up the taco hot dish as well, and Swedish meatballs on NP Avenue. Grab and go every single day, and it's home cooking. So it's scratch cooking, to go every day. Plus, they've got they used to have the 4 for $4. They had to bump it to the 4 for $6 special now with the pizza and the two cookies and 20-ounce pops. So, and there's always great specials on everything. And I'll tell you, shout out for the Bisonware at PetroServe. If you're a Bison fan, man, they got scarves, everything. Full inventory, at least in Glendon they do. PetroServeUSA.com. Find it all out there, PetroServeUSA.com. Got a text in, Ed, over the break. It says here, how is this for an impeachable offense? Selling out our economic stability to foreign interests that hate our guts. I'm sure the Biden, breaking news right before you got here, they've agreed Thursday they're going to move forward on an impeachment inquiry in the House. So,
well, I don't know about impeachment, but I can sure tell you about, chopping down our energy production and then buying it from foreign governments. It's pretty tough. I had the opportunity to represent the United States in negotiating the Central American Free Trade Agreement. And when Venezuela was, having a lot of oil, and they were going ahead of the United States delegation and going into every community or every country in Central America and saying, we'll guarantee you low oil prices, under market oil prices for 10 years if you don't sign up with the USA, on a trade negotiation type of thing. So, so it cost, and we were able to negotiate a lot of it out, but it still, it cost North Dakota farmers opportunities to export. It cost United States farmers opportunities and ranchers opportunities not to export things. And it was really a tough situation. And now, the Biden administration shuts down energy production. And then, by the way, they go to Venezuela and buy the oil, give them the money to go around and poke us in the side again with the sword, which is a difficult thing.
You know what my take on this, and see what you think on this. I mean, for the most part, domestic oil production, especially out of the Bakken, there's no kickback to it. Okay, there's no, you know, you don't have a dictator running the show selling that commodity on a global stage. And now in Venezuela, you got Maduro, you've got, you know, the Middle East, all they have bad actors there. You know, to me, it just seems like some way, somehow, somebody's making out like a bandit with $4 gas while we are out here, you know, trying to figure out how to, you know, buy a burger. And it just seems like there's no kickback from it. There's no sort of benefit for the powers that be to have U.S. energy be independent. I mean, I think that Trump, the cancellation of all of it proved it.
Well, the law of supply and demand really works. You know, we learned about that in high school or junior high, even, you know.
Yeah.
And it works. So when the Biden administration pinches down supply, prices go up. And it happens. It's the way it is. It's a clear economic law, and that's what we see. So prices go up, oil prices go up. You know, when oil prices go up, we're funding Russia's aggression into the Ukraine. We're funding Venezuela's efforts to push back in the United States. Now Guyana, that's a, you know, country right next to Venezuela, is discovering all kinds of oil and doing, who do you think's building the refineries and the pipelines and everything in, and the transportation infrastructure in Guyana? Who do you think's funding all that?
Yeah.
China.
Bingo.
You know? Yeah. So, you know, I mean, we just, our policy, our foreign policy and our energy policy is just so out of whack, Kevin. I don't understand it. I don't know.
Money.
Well,
bottom line.
Yeah, but money isn't what's driving the policy. You know, some
really?
Kind of. No.
Huh.
No, I don't think it's money. I think it's in the Biden administration. You know, I think they're shutting. I think they're being captivated by the green revolution, and, you know, by saying we don't want petrol fuels. We don't like fossil fuels. We're going
to
shut down pipelines.
Back to making, I mean, if that's his policy, we're going to go to China for all those rare earth minerals, and we're going to go to whoever. I mean, it still seems that comes back to the mighty dollar, you know.
Well,
the Green New Deal. I mean, that's all about money.
It's about putting money into certain projects, picking winners and losers, instead of having the money generated by the a free-based open economy. And that's it's a central control, it's a direction. And to me, I mean, money is a symptom of all that, but it isn't like we're doing this to make money. We are doing this because we are directing the policy of this country into certain areas that are not economically feasible at this point in time.
Okay, yeah. I don't know how you unwind any of that.
I don't know how you unwind it either. But we were hoping to have a guest here. I don't know what happened, but...
Do you want to pick up some Joe Biden speaking at the UN? Speaking of climate?
Not really.
Okay, then let's not. Good answer, Ed. Good answer. Thank you. High five. There you go. Yeah, not really.
Well, we can hear about it in the news later. And he's a crummy speaker, so I don't.
He's a reader, actually. He's sprinting to see the teleprompter there.
Yeah, I see that on the screen, but
I don't think he's ever looked more like Jeff Dunham's dummy than he does right now. Just saying.
Okay, so maybe we got to check in with Chris to find out what happened with our guest here. We wanted to talk about the national debt. And
who's going to come up?
Yeah, Lauren Enns from the Center for State-led Solutions for Debt, and he is hopefully joining us on the 9:30 segment. But we must have a misconnection.
Daniel, yeah, let us know. Daniel, let us know if you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll catch up with him. Yeah. So
he's here.
He's here. All right.
Yeah.
He's ringing in.
I'm just waiting for my cue.
Good morning, Lauren. This is Ed Schaefer sitting in for Scott Hennin on What's on Your Mind show this morning. And we've been having some conversations earlier about continuing appropriations, budgeting, or the lack thereof, and how that affects the national debt and the debt going up. And by the way, we've been talking about local governments and state governments as well. You know, so we have this spending problem all over the place. But joining us today on What's on Your Mind is Lauren Enns. Lauren is the president for the Center for State-Led National Debt Solutions. And Lauren is working with a big group of former governors and former members of Congress about how you could tackle the budgeting issue and the national debt problem. And Lauren, you're doing great work out there. And just for clarity here, I'm a member of your group, and our group is working on this issue to try to come up with a solution to debt, which includes a balanced budget amendment. So, Lauren, you know, welcome to the show. Thank you for jumping on with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Governor.
And I go by the Ed, by the way.
Well, just observing proper protocol. Your service to North Dakota and our country was exemplary. So we, and clearly you're just talking about that Venezuela stuff. I mean, that must have been pretty interesting negotiating stuff like that back in the day.
Well, it's hard, and you know, when we don't stand strong, when we give our opponents, if that's what you want to talk about it, if we give our opponents the lead out there, they take it, you know, and they're willing to. And in the case of Venezuela, they had the strength of the oil, and those Central American countries needed the oil, and they could come in and say, we're going to give you a low price, but by the way, stick it to the USA. You know, they do it. So those are hard, and it's, you know, it's happening again, and it's purely the direction of this administration, and you know, that's what we're dealing with. But you know, one of the bigger thing is that we want to talk about this morning right now is this national debt issue. And you know, I can't even remember. I can't even watch the debt clock anymore, Lauren, because it just goes so fast that is crazy. But so your organization is working on an effort to get Congress to budget properly and to start not increasing the debt anymore and eventually lowering the debt. So can you tell us just briefly about the importance of dealing with the debt? We have a huge national debt, higher than our EDP. Why is it important to us and to taxpayers and to listeners to this radio station that we deal with the debt problem?
Well, it's pretty simple and straightforward. I mean, at this point, we're dealing with a national debt that is 7.5 times the size of federal revenue, which is just insanity. I mean, we're at $33 trillion in debt versus $4.3 trillion in federal revenue. I mean, to put that into context, that's like making $43,000 a year with $333,000 in credit card debt. I mean, just let those numbers sink in. Any normal everyday American, they're immediately headed to bankruptcy. I mean, there's just no way you dig your way out of that. I mean, the interest alone would eat up most of your personal income when you owe 7.5 times. You know, this is not like a home where you can sell it and get some money back to pay down the debt. This is millstone around your neck credit card debt. This year, and the real-world consequences are coming home to roost this year. Congress got away with this for 15 years, right after the housing bubble. Remember, the Fed lowered interest rates to basically zero, and the national debt was around $10 trillion at that point. Well, instead of being responsible, Congress said, whoa, we could borrow like mad and no one will notice because we're not.
Lauren, we need to take a little break here. Can you hold on over the break because we
sure
want
thing.
To continue this conversation? Thank you.
Sure thing.
Interesting. Yeah, who runs their home like this? That's what I want to know. All right. Ed Schaefer in for Scott Hannon on What's on Your Mind, 701-271-1100. Weigh in.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in the scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I'm Jim. I'm USFlagpoleGuy.com. Are you the guy who represents our great country by assuming the responsibility for our nation's colors in your town? You're there every morning to pose at half-staff and every evening caring as Old Glory flies. I would like to inform you of special discounts and help U.S. Flagpole Guy can be to you at carrying and maintaining our flag. Parts and service, please call Jim at USFlagpoleGuy.com, 701-571-FLAG, or USFlagpoleGuy.com.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool, on display at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, Tuesday edition. Kevin Flint sitting in with Ed Schaefer and for Scotty today. Scott's live from the North Dakota Petroleum Council gathering. I believe they're in Williston tomorrow and Thursday. Brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. H.A. Thompson & Sons, HATandSons.com. Tell you what, 1908 they started H.A.T. & Sons, H.A. Thompson & Sons. And since then, high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region, North and South Dakota, Minnesota into Montana. And the thing that they, in 91, they became a link service contractor. And what that does is environmental maintenance agreements for your building, your business owner. They do it throughout the region. They maintain the mechanical heating cooling systems of more than 1,000 buildings throughout the plains. Find out more. Call ahead. Say hi. HATandSons.com, 701-223-3393. 701-223-3393. Online at HATandSons.com. Oh, we got a lot going on, Ed.
We do, we do. And we're visiting right now with What's On Your Mind with Lauren Enns. Lauren is the Center for State-Led National Debt Solutions president. It's a group of former governors and former members of Congress who are working on the debt problems we have out there and trying to come up with a way to solve this debt crisis. Lauren, before we took a break, you were giving us some statistics about the magnitude of the federal debt and what it means and what it would mean to us personally. Why do you think, or what have you found out there that people don't seem to care about that?
You know, I think it really comes down to what happened during the 15 years from the post-bubble housing bubble up to the point where inflation reared its ugly head and interest rates started to go up. When interest is at zero and nobody's talking about the debt and the interest that we're paying on the debt, because, again, the interest rate is at zero, nobody cares. We're not feeling the pain. And, of course, you've got so many other issues popping up. You had the Obama years, and the debt just continues to climb, and people just simply kind of zone it out. And now, all of a sudden, as interest rates have gone up 5.5% in the last year and a half to combat inflation, all of a sudden, people are paying attention and saying, whoa, what happened when we were asleep at the wheel for 15 years? Interest rates basically at zero. Congress tripled the national debt from 10 to over $30 trillion. And you think about how massively irresponsible that is. I mean, rather than irresponsible in the aftermath of the housing bubble. Remember, we had just borrowed over $700 billion to bail out Wall Street. You'd think that after a massive borrowing spree like that, Congress would have been more responsible. But instead, they saw the future. They knew they could get away with borrowing over $1 trillion a year going forward because, again, interest rates were at zero. And so they just continued on. Well, of course, you know, anybody with half a brain knows eventually your interest rates are going to go up. They can't remain at zero forever. Inflation is going to come back and interest rates will go up, and they have. So now we're looking at paying interest on a $33 trillion debt at 5.5%. So this year, this is what's going to get people's attention. Our interest payment for fiscal year 2023, the final numbers won't be in until early October, but we're going to look at an interest payment that is more than we spend on national defense, which is a crime. It will be somewhere north of $900 billion. We could even top $1 trillion blown on interest because Congress just simply can't control its borrowing habits. And when you get to the point where you're spending more to service your debt than you are to defend your country, you know you have a problem that is out of control. And that's where the states can step in constitutionally. Now, if you'd like, I can take you through, you know, where we are in the state campaign. But I'd be happy to answer any questions about the numbers that we just went through.
Well, Lauren, I think the numbers are clear. My concern is that the numbers are clear, but people don't seem to worry about it or don't pay attention or, you know, they're not. I mean, it's not a big deal. It should be a big deal. I mean, it should be crazy, but we don't do anything. The Biden administration in this year is going to add $2 billion to the debt. $2 billion to the $2 trillion to the debt. The numbers are so big, you know. So they're going to add $2 trillion to that. Nobody says a word. You know, nobody cares. Nobody. It doesn't matter. And that concerns me. But you know, we've got to come up with a solution. And you know, your group has been working on a way to approach it. Now, a lot of people say there's nothing we can do about it. We can't. You know, we can't do anything. We can't cut the programs. We have to spend what we have to spend. There's just no way it can happen. How is the Center for State-Led National Debt Solutions trying to come to grips with this problem?
Well, you know, the problem is that each new Congress can come in and determine its own budgeting rules, and that's the great weakness. I mean, even Thomas Jefferson way back in 1798 observed that there was no control on congressional borrowing and that there should be. Over the next 180 some odd years, Congress was mostly responsible. But over the last 50 years, Congress has been highly irresponsible with its barley. The only way to overcome that is to amend the Constitution. I mean, Ronald Reagan recognized that in 1975 when Milton Friedman came to him and said, hey, would you, as the former governor of California and hopefully our next president, would you be willing to lead the state-led effort to amend the Constitution? And that's the beauty of our founding document.
Unfortunately, Lauren, we just never have enough time, and we're running out of it right now, and time to go to a break, so thank you for joining
us. These days, you can get a car wash in about every corner, but at Petroserve USA, you'll get a great car wash, and you can come on inside for some hot stuff, personal pan pizza, some cookies, some muffins, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and fill up all in one stop. Brand new to Harwood, North Dakota, the all-new Petroserve USA car wash. Check that out. Coming soon to Castleton, too. It's a trifecta. Great fuel, great food, and a great car wash all in one. Petroserve USA.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Your order.